he gives a more technical answer. He suggests that, you know, I guess in the moment of the actual shrita, where the simanim are polite the dam, that's like a more intense suplaita sadam than the malichas. He gives a more technical answer, but you should just know that the question itself is already asked here in the Rishonim. I'll just find the line very quickly. I'll read it to you. That's the Chidush HaRan here on Chesed Beis. Vimtomar, Imkena, Filugab Shimnunis, this is Chesed Beis, Irmaschol Manda Amar. Madiach Aidi, the Treaty Simonim Lemifla, Dama Lo Balu. Vimtomar, Imkena, Filugab Shimnunis, Amrinan, the Aidi de Tarid. Lemifla dam lo bala shamnunis, like we explained for Bali Tosis. Afilu basar nevela shenimlach in basar kshera lo yasrena. He's asking the question from Malicha, based on the second Kufid base in Chulim later on. Denema aidi detarid lemifla dam lo bali tzir di isura. Dim hai tamu hu damrinan demuta lim loach shtei chatichos kshero zuim zu. There it's a question of aidi detridi dama. Lo amrinan polta hai ubala idach. But again, his answer is more technical. V'yeshlomar d'liola me'melecha v'lo amru aydi d'tarid l'miflat lo bala ele bedam aval shamnunis vaday bala v'hocha, here it's a special halacha here, gabi simanim shiny d'kivin shein poltim dam b'shefa, like it's, you know, bursting forth, einan bolin afilu shamnunis v'ashkan d'kvasei gabi kaved aydi d'pala b'shefa lo bala afilu shamnunis. So again, he's not mechalek where the Rav did between what it is that Malicha does and what it is that I did, how I did the treaty works, but the, at least the question, the discussion is the same. Okay, the last thing that we discussed was the question of Kesher Shel Tefillin, so let's finish with that. Basically what we saw was that there were three shitas. There's Rashi here al Atar, which is Lishitaso in Shabbos, Chavchas in the base, and also in Menachos. Rashi seems to say that the shin of the bias on the shalrosh and the kesher of the dalin and the shalrosh and the yud on the shalyad are all osios, and since the shin and the dalin are connected to the shalrosh, that's what gives the rosh its special prominence. But basically all three together, Rashi doesn't seem to downplay the yud. Even vis-a-vis the dalet or the shin, according to Rashi, that shame, shakai, produced from these three sources is an important shame, and the ksharim are osios. That seems to be shitas Rashi in our Gemara and in Menachos and in Shabbos. And the problem with that is the questions that the Bali Tosis asked against it, which were twofold. Number one, the Gemara in Shabbos on Chav Chesem at base, because the Gemara there says min amutar b'picha, that's one halacha, and that the Gemara applies to the os of the shin. And in addition to that, the Gemara says another halacha, and that is that melech shamayim ta'un behema tahora, and that's what relates to the ritzuos. The question is, if Rashi's right and the dalet and the yud are also osios, so why isn't that also part of the din of mutar min amutar b'fichah? That's the question that Tosfos asks in Menachos and in Brachos and in a bunch of other places. Then we had Shitas Bali Tosfos. The simple reading of Bali Tosfos in Menachos is that only the shin is an os, and that the dalet and the yud are not osios at all. Maybe you don't even need the tzura of dalet and yud. There are different girsos in the Gemara in different places whether the dalet and yud are mentioned or not. Certainly it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Then we have the middle shita, which is the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Aleph seems to say that the shin and the dalid are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And then later on in halacha yud gimel yud gimel, Rambam mentions the yud of the kesher shel yad. But he doesn't mention it as halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Rambam seems to have a in-between shita playing up the shin and the dalid, downplaying the yud, but he also has the kesher of the yud. Okay, so what we mentioned just what we mentioned was that there are that the answer to this, there's another Rambam also, and that's Rambam in Parakim Halacha Tazayin, where the Rambam says that ksivas or asiyas tefillin has to be Al-Yidei Yisrael because of the Shin. And the question that some Achronim asked was, why Dafka because of the Shin? After all, the Rambam himself also mentions the Dalet. So in order to answer that, that's what I mentioned, that both the Rav and Rav Belvel basically say the same thing. That is that there are two dinim in the osios of tefillin. One is the shin. This is certainly for the Rambam, this is certainly true. And that is that the shin is really a cheftza shel os, and there's a maisa ksiva, and that's what the Rambam refers to in Perek Gimel Halacha Tezayin. And that's why it's very meduyak in the language of the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph also. I didn't bring language today, but in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, there the Rambam says that the Dalet is an os. And that's really the explanation for the Gemara min Amutar B'Picha in Shabbos Chav Ches, that refers to the Shin, and that's why the Rambam in Halacha Tazayin refers only to the Shin as well. However, the Dalet is also has status, but it's a din in the Kesher Betzuras Os. It's not a din in Ksivas Os. It's not a din in Ksiva at all. It's really a din in Os Betzura. It's a din in Kesher rather Betzuras Os. And that's why that Halacha doesn't depend on Minamuta Bepicha, but rather on the halacha of Kol Melechas Shamayim Tzrichim Behema Tahora. So that's the suggestion. The question is, what about Rashi and what about Tosaf? This is basically the same suggestion, and that's also to explain the Ran. The Ran in Samach Beis and Shabbos says that even if you have the girsa of the Dalet and the Yud being halacha l'moshe Mitzinai, it doesn't matter because Minamuta Bepicha is still only going to apply to the Shin. So the Rav's father brought that as a raya to his Ha'ara, and the Rav Elvel brings the same raya again in his piece, that this proves that there really are two different dinim of Shin, Dalet, Yud. The only thing is, how to understand the Rishonim or Cholek. I mean, the Tashas, we had three Shitos. The question is, do you still have three Shitos or not? I think personally that it doesn't sound like Rashi really holds. It could be that according to Rashi there's a difference between the Shin and the Dalet and the Yud, but it doesn't sound to me, at least, like Rashi really believes that the Dalet and the Yud are nothing more than Ksharim Betzuras Ha'os. It sounds like it's more than that. But I think what could still be Mechalek between Chetzah Shel Ksav and Maisa Ksiva. And I think maybe that would help to solve some of the problems. Maybe the Shin is the only thing that requires is considered to be a Maisa Ksiva because of the way that it's produced. Whereas the Dalet and the Yud maybe have the status of Chefza Shel Os, but maybe there's no Maisa Ksiva. At least that would be my suggestion. The Rav thought, again, that you should interpret Rashi like the Rambam, and that there really is no machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. In the Griz, he assumed that this doesn't help for Rashi. By the same token, in the Chidushi HaGriz, in the end of the piece, if you have somebody, in the end of the piece, he basically says, well, the Balei Tosas seem to say that there is no Dalet and Yud, but that may be only with respect to the issue of Ksiva, but with regard to Kesher Betzuras Os, maybe that really does apply. So he ends up saying that there's really no machlokas between Tosas and the Rambam. Again, I find that difficult. The Pashtus, even if there is a din of Dalet and Yud is a Tzuras Os, but it doesn't seem to have significance as Shem Hashem. The whole point is that the Balei Tosas are explaining that the Gemaras that say that Shel Rosh is superior to Shel Yad has nothing to do with the fact that it's majority of the of the Shem. So it seems like even if there is Rav Elvel's argument simply is, well, wasn't it just Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and that there was a visual visualization of how this was supposed to look, so how can that be different according to Balei Tosas than anybody else? So he assumes that basically even for Balei Tosas, Ve'en lomar de l'shita satosas mefarsha pirchas ha-gemara dekiun ha-kesher alocha l'moshe misina kem pshita daniva poseles, etc. Second. Yeah. וזהו דמשני דגם עניבה עושה קשר באופן שלא ישתן את צורסה. הקמן להדר בסוג הזו דגם עצם צורס הקשר הוא הלכה למשה מסיני. עוד, דבטוס שם פירשו דהד אמר, etc. עושה צד של קשר נראה כאין דלד, הוא יהיה לצד חוץ. ואם נאמד בהלכה לא נאמר שום צורה כלל, רק קשר סתם, אם כן מי נויהן איקה גבי קשר, כי בדעת צורה אינה מהלכה למשה מסיני כלל. אלא ודאי, גם שיטס התוסס, הוד אמרינם קשר של תפילין, הלך למשה מסיני, רוצה לומר הקשר כמו שהוא בצורה סו הידוע שהוא הלך למשה מסיני. הוד הקסוד אין הלכה רק השין בלבד, היינו לא אומר דבהלכה לא נאמר שם דלת ושם יוד, וממילד אין בהם תורס אוסיוס לעניין דין מוטה בפיך. אבל לנחנמי, דעצם הצורה היא הלכה למשה מסיני גם לשיטס התוסס. לפי זה אין פלוקת הכלל בין התוסס והרמב״ם. לפי מה שכתוב בדעת הרמב״ם, הרמב״ם לא קורא רק שהיא צורס הקשר כאין דלת, אבל לא שהיא בו תורס דלת ממש שיוכל עליו קדושת כסב. והיא בו תורס כסיבה לכל הדינים. רק תצורסו מהלכה למשה מסיני כאין דלת, ובזה גם התוסס סבירו לכם. So that's basically his argument that Bali Tosis and the Rambam don't argue at all. They say the Rav thought that Rashi and the Rambam don't argue at all. To me, it seems like there really are three shitas, even after reading all of them. And I think that makes the most sense, and there are other ways to answer some of these issues and problems. Just one other ha'ara, and that is that the as far as the second question of the Bali Tosis against Rashi, which is what about, if indeed this is a status of os, so in that case, why is it only in the category of Tashmishe Kedusha? Why isn't it Kedusha Atzmis? That's the other question. So here the Rav has a suggestion that perhaps, okay, let me just find the line. The basic idea again, Hare Daramam Sava Karashi the Tsuras Daladu Alakna Moshe Misinai, Bram Benogeli Yud, Kosav, etc. Amai Nokat Mepnei Hashim Velo Mepnei HaDalid Muchach Mized Haramam Sovet After Shneim Havin Halacha Lemoshim Misina HaDalid Vashin Mikomokam Chalukos Hein Bechalos Dina Shashin Hu Chefza Shal Ksa Bechefza Shal Os Bedin Shal Ksiva Kol Hekshere Ksiva Nemra Aleha Mashen Ken HaDalid After Tzurasa Hava Lamacha Mosh Misinai Lo Nemra Balacha Zut Tia Chefza Shal Ksav El Rak De Tzuras Kesher The tzuras keshel shor tzuras rosh tzricha liyos kein dalid. Lufikach adin shokol she'ena b'kshira ena b'ksiva shayich rak l'shim. That's how basically the rise of the same. But according to this, lufizere nicha kushas atosis ben benogel l'shitas harambam ben benogel l'shitas rashi the lav din ksav nemar b'kshar me. Let's say he's associating rashi and the rambam. What do you do with the question of tashmishe kedusha? So he suggests Nogela Sugad Megillah, that maybe the answer is that when the Ritzuos are connected to the Tefillin, when you have everything together working in proper function, so then in Ochanami, the Ritzuos, since they have the shame of Dalit and Yud, the Kesher Shel Rosh and the Kesher Shel Yad, really do have Tashmish, not just Tashmishe Kedusha, but Kedusha Atzmis. So what? In what sense? If the Ritzuos have Guf Kedusha, how come the Gemara in Megillah says that they're only Tashmishe Kedusha? So he says that's when they're disconnected. If the Tefillin becomes Puzzle, or you disconnect the Ritzuos from the from the Batim, so at that point they only have Tashmishe Kedusha. This is a pretty big Kiddush. Asher Nir Lomar, the Hod Ritzuos have in Gufa Kedusha, Bidin Chalos Tefillin V'Cheftza Shal Tefillin. Kozo Rakasha Ritzuos Havion Biyachad Imabatim Aparshios Bahavion Mechefza Shel Tvilin. Oz Havion Gufa Kedusha. Vashem Kelakasha Nifridum Bialabatim O Shanifslu Paka Kedushas Tvilin. The Gamidin Tvilin Lahavel Tashmishe Kedusha. Ubezeo de Chaluka Kedushas Tvilin Mikdushas Ksav. The Kedushas Tvilin Beinan Hechsher Tvilin. Ubili Hechsher Tvilin Lake Kedushas Tvilin. Vinisha Rak Tashmishe Kedusha. Vashem Ken Kedushas Ksav. Kolzman shaksav kayam have a gufa kedusha. They know totally the hechshar tefillin. Lefikach abayis vaparshios have in tamid chefta shel gufa kedusha midin kedushas ksav. Vilahoritsuos, Lachasha, Nifsalos, Nisharos, Rak, Tashmishe, Kedusha. Lufizer, Nicha, Kusha, Satosis, Al Rashi, etc. Okay. So this is basically the suggestion. There are some differences between the Griz and the Grid in this issue, but the general idea is understood. Okay, so either there are three shitos or there are two shitos, and then the question is which go together, Rashi and the Rambam or Tosas and the Rambam. Okay, that's one issue. The other issue I wanted to talk about briefly was Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Shlomo. So what's with Rabbeinu Eliyahu in Tosas? Here. The other thing is that Tosas Kesher Kol Tefillin, what does it refer to? Go ahead, read the Tosas for us. Right, so Tosas says... Idich Hanish... Go ahead, read them. Hanish Chichan. Okay, so that's the proof that... Again, we now know that the Tosas reads the Gemara opposite of Rashi. Rashi said Mishka Shchichi means everybody knows how to do it, and Tosas says Mishka Shchichi means it's easily, you don't need to know how to do it because you can, you know, it's easily accessible. Correct? Okay. Then Tosas goes on. Go ahead. Okay, so this is a huge issue. Rabbeinu Eliyahu used to require that you have to come to davening a little bit earlier, right? That you had that everybody every single day would retie the kesher shel tefillin. I mean, I'm sure if you do it every day, you also learn how to do it more quickly. But you know, still, you have to calculate it into your chasidim arishonim, you know, shon shachas betefillin time, probably, or probably not, actually. Yeah. Anyways, so go ahead. So hayamatzu klikoshon. So every day he would do. So is this tefillin shel yad or tefillin shel rosh or both? Pashtus is both. Pashtus is both. Okay, so every day he would have to tie the kesher of the yad and the rosh. And Rabbi Tam disagreed. Go ahead. So they understood that to mean Rabbi Eliyahu literally that shas kshira means. Okay, which is important because it means something. It adds to our understanding of what Rabbi Eliyahu was really saying.
That would only make it for
Shel Yad. I mean, maybe they would only prove. You could prove it from the Shel Yad, maybe, but the Pashas you'd require to do this both in Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. Okay. Now, what this establishes is that it's part of the Hanacha. Right, part of the Ma'aseh Mitzvah every day. It's not just a special halacha. You might have said, "Oh, maybe Cheftza Shel Tefillin needs to be reconstituted every single day," but that would have nothing to do with Mevarech Aleihem Mishas Hanacha Ad Shas Kshira. So you see from the Raya that according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, this is a din not only in Cheftza Shel Tefillin but in the Ma'aseh Hanachas Tefillin. Yeah.
Then shouldn't you have to do it yourself?
I'm sorry.
Then shouldn't someone have to do it himself?
And what do you mean? Shouldn't somebody have to do it himself? They should. No, this is Rabbeinu Tam who said that, you know, Tefillin Bei Bar Chavu Mashkav Shchichi. But Kandak Rabbeinu Tam, the Ein Tzorich Likshor B'Kol Yom. Yeah, that's when Rabbeinu Tam's questions is from there.
Oh, I thought the question was just, actually, we're not saying this, like, that's not what's happening. Rabbeinu Bar Chavu couldn't do it for you, but that's not what's happening.
No, I think the question is that according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it can't happen because you have to
do it yourself.
Yeah, and you have to do it every day. That's part of the hanukkah of tefillin. Yeah, go ahead, Rabbeinu Tam. He's just trying to prove that the word kshira doesn't have to always mean kshira. Sometimes it can mean hiduk, right? Yeah. Yeah. So this is Rabbeinu Tam against Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Now there's another shita, and that's if you turn to Tosas in Menachos or the Rosh here. And that is what the Rosh quotes in the name of the Rash. What Tosis quotes again in Menachos, namely, what's the middle Shita? Shlomo? You saw it?
No.
Yoshua?
That is for like
Rabbi and Shorosh and Yeah. So you have a chalik between the Shoyad and Shorosh. On what basis?
Shartem,
like Siva, so that would be refers to Shalyad.
Right, specifically to Shalyad, and then you
Because Vayutah the Vos Ben Enechem, right, and it's Ukshartem Le'os Al Yadcha. So the Kshira, which is the works better, or this would be the interpretation of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, makes more sense in the context of Tefillah and Shalyad. That's the argument of Tosis and the Rash. Yeah.
There was a Raya that the Rash brings. Originally, is that the I forget who, but his wife would tie it for him, and yeah. That would be a kiyumin or Rabbi Eliyahu.
That's strange. Yeah. Yeah, that is strange.
No, but that's she's only helping there. The better answer than the end of phases. The end of phases is a question, but from there, it's very clear for me. She's only helping him.
Okay. But question whether she could even help him. Why is it?
Since he brings Rabbi Eliyahu to tie it for you. That's right here.
Okay. I mean. It's not so simple. The if you look at the extended Rishonim there, the Mefarish there in Menachos and others, they do have trouble with that issue. Okay. Anyways, this whole question of Kshira, so raises basically the following question. That is, to what extent is the din of tefillin connected to the maisa of putting on the tefillin? Or, of course, the result of having the tefillin, akarkafta degavra, being meutar, the tefillin. So, kayadua, that seems to be also a major distinction between the shoyad and the shel rosh. Again, I didn't bring the Sefer Ava here, but who has, anybody has access to the Rambam, the Koteret? It's not so clear in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, but in the Koteret, right, the Rambam. Yeah. Shlomo, you have it?
Yes,
no. Eitan, go ahead.
It says it.
Who has it?
Yeah, it says.
Oh, and Mark.
Zoprotan, Leo Tfun on the Rosh.
Yeah.
Mitzvahs is Liksharam Aliyah.
Yeah, so Leo's Tfilin Al Harosh, and the other one is Likashram Al Hayat. So that's the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah. That's the Rambam in Koteret. It sounds like the tefillin shel yad is a din in the maisa, and the tefillin shel rosh is sheyehei biyado. And that's again many achronim make diukim on this as well. Again we speak about karkafta de gavra, de la monach tefillin. That's talking about tefillin shel rosh. We talk about the tefillin shel rosh as being like the tzitz, that often is a reference to Tefillin Sharosh. Oter Yisrael Besifara, which some Rishonim say is connected to the, should be said at the time of the, or Samuch to the putting on of the Tefillin Sharosh. Again, these are all issues in Tefillin Sharosh, whereas Tefillin Shayad maybe is more din in the Maisa, Kshira, and Hanacha. And of course, the Minag Ashkenaz, our Psak, is to say two brachos on the tefillin, right? The Slahaniach tefillin on the shel yad, and on mitzvah's tefillin on the shel rosh, which again may reflect these two perspectives, that in the case of shel yad, we're talking about the mitzvah's kshira v'hanacha, whereas when it comes to the tefillin shel rosh, it's about being be'utar b'tefillin shel rosh. So the Rav used to quote this Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and especially the chiluk of the Rash between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, as a way of highlighting this point in order to answer the question or the questions of the Gra, because you have the very famous argument again between Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Tzorfat, Chachmei Svarad, how to put tefillin on properly every morning. So again, the view of the Rambam and the Chachmei Svarad and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Is that you make one bracha, right? Lahaniach tefillin, and you put on the shel rosh. You put on the shel yad and the shel rosh. Then the Gemara says that if you're sach bein tefillah le tefillah, So then you make a separate bracha. Then you say l'haniach tefillin for the yad, and since you were mafsik, so you say al mitzvah tefillin, you know, for the rosh. But that's not what what the Chachmei Tzarfat do. That's not what most Ashkenazim do. What we do is we say l'haniach tefillin on the yad. And either way, even if there's no sach ben tefillah tefillah, we say al mitzvahs tefillin on the rosh. And then the pshat has to be that if you're sach ben tefillah tefillah, that you make a second bracha, right? So according to the Rambam Udi'ime, that means instead of being yotzei both tefillin with one bracha, right? Since you've been mafsik, so you have to make a separate bracha. But it doesn't mean that according to the Chachmei Tzarfat, because either way you make two brachos. So what it means is you make two brachos on the rosh. If you're mafsik, you say laniach tefillin and al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. So this is the Gra was very bothered by this whole view. The Gra liked the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and he asks two questions. Right, this is again Simen Chaf Hei Sif Hei. That's where the Shulchan Aruch mentions its psak. The aniach shel yad tchila b'yivarech laniach tefillin, achkach aniach shel rosh lo yivarech kim brach achas l'shneim. Okay. Then the Rama says v'yeshom l'varech al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin afid lo yivsik b'natayim v'chein pashar amig v'bnei Ashkenaz shem b'varech im beis brachos. Okay. So the Gra commenting here asks from the Tosefta, asks two questions. One is, V'raya machrachas imachachas in Tosefta de Brachos, but the Gavi Birchas Trumo Meiser, Hayim Halach Lahafrish Trumo Meiser is Mivorek Achas, Chaim Pasuk Aram and Perak Aleph Ilchos Meiser Salafi Yedzayim, Shiv Hifrish Meiser, Trumas Meiser, Meiser Oni, Meiser Sheni, Bevas Achas, Velosach Vinem, Mavarech Bracha Achas. Vim Hifsik Vinem, Mavarech Al Kalachas Viachas Bracha Haruyalo. Okay, Haredi, Yachal Mavarech Bracha Achas, Afid Lekama Mitzvah, Shechalukim, Kalecha Bifnei Atzmo, Velos Shem Echad Lehem, Rakim Lo Hifsik. So you see from the Tosefta that even when we're dealing with totally different mitzvos, they have different shemos, like Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Meiser Ani, these are all different afrashos, and nonetheless you can make a single bracha according to the Tosefta as long as you're not mafsik. So Kal v'chomer, that should be true for Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh, like the psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So why would the Chachmei Tzarfat insist on separate brachas? The Ode, Heich Tesek Adai to Levarich Beis Brachas Al Shel Rosh Kishasach Beineihem Achar shel yad kvar munach, b'chein k'she'en lo ela tefillin shel rosh, heich yomar beis pa'amim v'tzivanu al mitzvah achas. Okay. Basically, the second question is, and how could you ever justify making two brachos on the shel rosh? So you should be able to make one bracha on many mitzvos if they're similar. You see that from the Tosefta about Hafrasha. And you should be able, certainly, to make a single bracha just on the Shel Rosh. Why would you need two brachas on the Shel Rosh? That's the Gra's question, and that's why he really doesn't like the psak of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Okay, so the Rav's answer to that question was basically that you see from Rabbeinu Eliyahu and from this Chiluk and from other Makoros that basically there are two completely different dinim in Tefillin. One is the din of Maisa Hanacha, which is highlighted in the extreme by Rabbeinu Eliyahu's kshira, right? If ksharta means that every day you have to do a new kshira, that's just amazing. It really highlights, and again, if you're about to be mavarech from the time of the hanacha until the end of the kshira, that shows it's all one maisa hanacha of ukshartem. So that's one halacha. And then there's another halacha, and that is that you should be meutar the tefillin. So basically, in that issue, we have different emphases, and that was reflected by the Rash and Tosafos Menachos suggesting that Rabbeinu Eliyahu was right, when it comes to Tefillin Shalyan. But when it comes to Tefillin Shalrosh, then Rabbeinu Tam is right, which is another, maybe another way of saying that when it comes to Tefillin Shalyad, where Torah says Ukshartem, that's the Makar, of course, so that the emphasis is Hanacha, and that's what the Rama meant in his Koteret as well, Lakashram, Alayad. So there we understand Rabbeinu Eliyahu's idea. But when it comes to Tefillin Shalrosh, it's Shehei Me'utar B'Tefillin Shalrosh. So for that reason, it's not comparable to the Tosefta of Lahafrish, Trumos, and Trumos Meiser, and Chala, and Bikurim, and Meiser Ani. It's true, those are different mitzvahs, but basically the Tzuras HaMitzvah is the same. Namely to do a Meisa HaFrasha. Here, you're dealing two different, you're dealing with two totally different ideas. One is to do a Meisa HaNacha, and the other is to focus on the fact that the result of being Me'utar, the, you know, the Tefillin Shalrosh. And by the way, it works very nicely with the previous little discussion, right, especially in light of the, you know, Rashi's interpretation, right, Rashi's view that Tefillin Shalrosh is unique, and, you know, Kishem Hashem, Nikra Alecha, and all of that, because of the majority of Shem Hashem. Okay, it isn't just the Hanacha, it's being Me'utar, it's, you know, walking around with that on your Karkafta de Gavra, literally. And what that, of course, implies, you know, every day. That's why, you know, the Chazal speaks so beautifully about, you know, wearing your tefillin for longer periods. Again, we don't because of the counter pressure of Shmira. But the idea that, like the tzitz, again, that one should be inspired by having Shem Hashem al Rosho, and, you know, you should feel a greater sense of responsibility and inspiration while you have that on. All these things are part of the, particularly part of the Tefillin Shalrosh idea. So the point is that the Tosefta about Hafrasha, the Gros Tosefta, you could be Miyashev by saying, here there are two different dinim, and therefore you require a separate bracha for the Shalyad and for the Shalrosh. By the same token, once you said that, of course, we now also understand why you would make two brachas on the Shalrosh once you're mafsik. Because the halacha, what we're saying is that Ukshartem applies not only to the Yad, but to the Rosh as well. So on the Rosh, there are two dinim. There's Hanacha, and then there's Shehei Me'utar B'Tfilin Shal Rosh, at least according to the Chachmei Tzarfat. That's what they'll tell you. So basically, once you're Mafsik, so then you have to say the second Bracha. You have to say two Brachos, because the Hanacha part would otherwise be lost. There are two dinim in the Shal Rosh itself. There's one din in the Yad, and there are two dinim in the Shal Rosh. Yeah.
Did the Ramban bring a riot from the Psak of the Rosh here? Regarding the dual nature of each of the tefillin, Shalrosh.
What do you mean, that regarding...
The way the Rav explains, the way the Rosh explains the Shita of Chachmei Ashkenaz, that both brachos are fundamentally shayach to each and every one of them, and that the issue of Saf Bein Tefila V'Tefila is you basically prevent the brachos from being chal, both brachos being chal and both batim.
I'm not following. Say that again.
So the Rashi Shita is that both brachos are fundamentally chal on both the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh.
Okay.
The way that Saf Bein Tefila V'Tefila works is that you prevent the brachos from being chal in both directions.
You could say that too, but he wasn't interpreting that way.
He didn't want to
respond to the Gra. He's saying something different, which is.
So you okay.
Just that the Shal Rosh itself requires a Hanacha, in addition to being al-Rosho, and that's what you've lost when you've been mafsik. There are different, when you look at that Gemara and Menachos, there are different explanations in the Rishonim what the, what's so terrible about the Sikha, about the Hafsik. Yeah?
In terms of the Tosefta, about Trumos and Isis and all those things about Hafrasha,
right,
is the point that all of them, the Maisa Mitzvahs Hafrasha, or is the point that all of those Mitzvahs are joined and that there's a Mitzvah to do all of them al-Seder?
No, I mean you could say that too in theory,
because of the idea that the role of the Rosh in those instances isn't exactly the same in all of them.
I mean, the Gro was saying about those cases that they're totally different mitzvahs, and yet you see you can bundle together. This is based on the Tosefta. The Tosefta says this in a few places
in
Brachos. So he was assuming that there was no connection between the mitzvahs themselves internally.
Right.
Just that the so the Rav was saying. I don't know what he said, but in this context at least, what he was saying was that in Ochanami, let's accept that even, but there still is a similarity of the tzuras on mitzvah. In both cases, in all these cases, there are maisa afrasha. So even if there's no internal, you're saying something more, as I understand you, which is that, oh, well, maybe it isn't just the bundling together of different mitzvahs,
with a common denominator bracha, but that you know, maybe these things are connected, and maybe the order is connected, and you know, the hafrashos themselves may be connected. I think that's what you're suggesting, which could be. But the he was saying, even if you assume that they're disconnected completely, and it's just a bracha or a common denominator nusach habracha that applies to you know, to many different mitzvos that are separate and minyan mitzvos and much more distant than, you know, shel yad and shel rosh are from each other, nonetheless, what they still have in common is that they're accurately describing the nature of the mitzvah, and that's not happening here when you consider the different mechayvim of shel yad and shel rosh. One could have taken the other tack, for sure, to be miyashev the gro, but the truth is that the Tosefta does sound like it's about bundling. If you look at the Tosefta and Brachos, it really does sound not like it's about the internal interrelationship of the different hafrashos, but it really does sound like it's about bundling multiple mitzvos in a single common denominator bracha. Okay. Anyways, that's as far as Tefillin is concerned. Now let's move on to the next point. Rafi, you want to?
I didn't get married yet, but.
Oh really? Did you do this Rashi Tosis with the Ikur? Okay, so Jerry? Wow. What's well, I was the one who was away, but Yehuda, go ahead. Okay, we got to get on top of things because we got to get moving. By the way, the I guess we'll have the Hashkafa tomorrow. I was going to offer to give a regular show tomorrow, but I see people aren't so prepared. So let's get really, really prepared, though. Move very quickly till Yud Amud Aleph, until Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. But let's go through the Gemara Rashi tells us here, and the Ramban and the Rajva al Atar. Again, the Hilksa Gemiri law, the question of Savik Tovah B'Shus Yachid Shus HaRabim, we dealt with a little bit earlier in the year on Gimel Amud Beis. So just remember that, and we'll go through a little bit more, whatever comes up here, in a little more quickly in the Rishonim here. Sorry? What we're going to do right now? Yeah. I think that's what we're up to, right? Just again, Gemara Rashi tells also the Balamor here on this Hikatimtsi here. But move quickly through these Gemara Rashi. I want to get through Yudah Amud Aleph in the next few days so we can discuss Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Go ahead, Yudah. Okay, so again, I'm not going to until Yoni brings in his illustrated. Do you have it?
Oh, the book.
Yeah. Is it going to describe all the different cheetahs of Ikur?
No, it's going to show you a lot of pictures about trefos.
Oh.
It's not going to. I don't know if it's going to help you.
Okay.
You may want to think twice before you see this book. Also, until you feel a little better.
Maybe it's just what I need, actually. Okay. Okay. Anyways, these are the five. We're not going to get into so much detail, but we are just going to discuss a little bit about Ikur because it highlights, I think, an important broader issue. So these are the things that a good tabach needs to know. Okay. My kamash
malan. Kulu taniru. It's all been taught in our Mishnah. Well, it's really shachat name gimel, bet gimel pani, mishachat shachir, ma'alu kema, bedi dam shachat shachir, hain ha mishachat shachir kamash malan. Kenneth lo gam resim and dishi.
So what's this about?
It's about how much does this shachat know? You think he shachs two or three times?
Just because he's been successful doesn't mean he knows anything.
Right.
And we're not willing to risk kashrus based on his you know, good luck, right, or even good instinct. We need to know that he knows. Okay, so now the question of course is, what is yeah, just read a little longer, a little bit more. Amar Avida Mar Shmuel.
Amar Avida Mar Shmuel tells us she yivdo fesiman lachar shteta. Amar Yosef Av ananami tanina Rash Amar Omer im shahar kidei bikur. My love could they be for simanim.
Which means that you have to check the simanim. Yeah. What does bikur chacham mean?
The time it takes for you to go check the smartest guy, show the smartest guy in the city, and to, so he can
check what?
The knife.
The knife, correct. This is a reference to bedika sakin as opposed to bedika simanim. Here it's very important to make the distinction because bedika sakin, as we discussed earlier in the year, right, is a whole, that became a whole minui, right? A whole din of srara. That's what we discussed the Gemara in Erevin, gives us an example of, where you have to check with the Chacham. That's the sugya here on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Right, the Gemara makes it seem like this is very, very important. Some of the Rishonim discussed the question, maybe you should require a bracha on Bedikas Sake. Some of the Chachmi Ashkenaz, Mordechai quotes, and the Arzarua quote this, the discussion of the Rav Yah. In other words, Bedikas Sake became a real keel. And again, the Rav, as I mentioned earlier in the year when we talked about Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the Rav thought that this is all part of turning a tabach into a minui of some sort, like making him to a a position of some sort, and that affects many things. Like there's a gavra status of a tabach, etc. So the fact that the Gemara thought that the bedikas the Gemara's talking about whether we're talking about bedikas simanim or bedikas sakin is important here. We never ever found that bedikas simanim has that status. Bedikas simanim is a practical thing. Namely, you just want to make sure that you're not being motzi treifa mitachas yadcha. No one ever said that there's some special ritual. No one ever suggested a possible bracha for bedikas simanim. Right? So this is an important difference. Go ahead.
In Cain, the top of the rebel sewer. Sometimes it can be closer away, farther away.
The chacha.
Yeah. Elik de bikur teva chacha. So it's
kind of
where the
shofet
itself
is
from.
Yeah.
How long it takes for it to fit.
Okay, just a little more. Go ahead.
Lo valak mai. Rabbi Lezer ben Atiganus mishim Rabbi Lezer ber Rabbi Yanai Amar treva basura bafila b'matni
v'tana n'vela b'matni b'masa. B'matama b'masa. So basically, there's an argument whether or not if the consequences are tumas n'vela or simply treva. This is something which we're going to discuss if we don't get to today, I guess Tuesday. Go ahead. But my kamiflagi. Okay, so both these statements we're going to have to analyze, but quickly. Namely, what is the mukzakos, both in terms of trefa and nevela? Go ahead. Mar savar. Okay. So this we'll discuss. Okay, let's hold off on this. I just go a few more lines actually, just till eight today, but then we're gonna break it down. Go ahead. What's the question? That's a linguistic question, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Utra,
right. You should say nishkata hutra instead of saying becheskas ad sheivada. Even if there's a reyasa, right, we still apply this rule. Oh, exactly. What would be example of a reyasa? Can divide me name Rav Avam Rav Huna? What happens here?
It's where a wolf comes and he takes intestines.
Yeah, and he's chomping on those intestines.
Right, we want to know whether his bite caused a hole or not.
And there are all sorts of holes in the intestine, right? And again, if we had Yoni's book, so we'd all be relishing seeing it, right? So, and then what happened? So now the question is whether all the nekavim are made by the wolf. Yeah, in which case it's a simon of a treifa. Go ahead. So mau mi chayshinan.
Mi chayshinan shav nakav 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 olo.
Nakav nakav olo. Amalei.
Eko shav nakav nakav nakav.
Yeah. Okay. So this is very important. This is the idea of mukzak. We'll get back to that. Before we get to that, so let's discuss very quickly, or we'll discuss a little bit at least about ikur and this requirement of bedikas siman. Let's get to the easy part first. So this gemara establishes the need for bedikas. Simanim, only bedikas simanim or other things as well. And what does it mean bedikas simanim? So this is machlokas harishonim. I mean, what do you need to know? What do you need to check? What yes? What not?
Oh,
what?
You're asking.
Sure, I'm asking.
Well, I mean, there's a halakha in the Gemara you need to check for a knife. Rashi points out.
Okay, no, again, that's... Right. On the contrary, the Gemara really thought that the Bikur that we were talking about there was about the Simanim, and the Gemara said, no, that's the knife.
Right.
And I just pointed out that, in general, again, the Bikur of the knife and the Bikur of the Simanim are really two different dinim. One is became a whole ritual and kind of a status, and the other is more practical. Good. Okay. So again, we're not going to rely on on a little bit of previous experience. We've established that because kashrus is too important for that, right? So we really want to know that this guy is an expert. But what do we really have to see, and how much of an expert does he have to be? So this is a machlokas harishon. The pashtus, if you just read this gemara. What does the guy have to see?
Well, if we're worried about certain things like Shia drasa fulda hagrama
v'ikur,
not all those things may be inherently connected to simanim. There may be other problems as well.
So the simple reading of the Gemara, one might have thought it's just simanim, but as you're pointing out very well, if it's Shia drasa chaluda ikur hagrama, so why aren't we worried about other things too? Right? The simple reading of the Gemara is that we only care about the simanim. Right? That's what the Gemara is talking about. So is that just a proxy for the other things, and you really need to know more, or not? So that is the view of some Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, the Gemara says B'dikas Simanim, but it doesn't mean only B'dikas Simanim. B'dikas Simanim is just the tip of the iceberg, right? It's everything. And they say explicitly things like Hagrama, whatever that is. We're not discussing Hagrama right now. And they certainly discuss certain views of Ikur. Ikur we're going to get to in just a minute anyway. Okay. So that is a view in a prominent view in the Rishonim. And there are others who say, no, the Gemara here says Simanim. It means Simanim. Everything else is Miut, She'in al Matsui, and we're not really worried about it. What we're really worried about is Bedikas Simanim. You certainly don't need, for example, Bedika to make sure that there wasn't... Ikur or Hashmatas Hasimanim, that the Simanim aren't where they were displaced, or they're not where they're supposed to be, or that they were compromised in some way. We just want to know, basically, the minimum view of the Rishonim here is we want to know that there was Rov, Chatichas Rova Simanim. Beyond that, we don't need to know anything else. That's one issue. The second issue is, and how much of an expert do you really need to be? To be a shochet in these matters, like you need to know like the basic things and to know what you don't know, so that you can ask and or look it up, or do you really need to have expertise at least in these areas? For example, do you need to know all the sfeikos in the Gemara about whether shihios are mitzdarfos and all these things and other intricate dinei. Shchita needs to pass the bechina before he can be a shochet, or do you just need to know like the basic things so that as I say, you can know that you're in trouble or know when to look up? Okay, so who speaks about that? Anybody? Agos Ashri or Mordechai? Didn't see it. I just look. Open up for a second. Just read it very quickly. Simon Yadalad. I think it's Yadalad. And the Mordechai in the back. It's a lot of the Rishonim quoted too. Very important, just halach lemais, and also conceptually it's very important. What is it? Simon, your dollar or gimel? Yeah, I'm sorry, your gimel. Right, kivin chain maskil, was she here that goes ashri here? Near the Rabbeinu Tam, afilo mein yodea ela elu, she regilim love aliyado, ein tzorech yoser. Right, imi stopik behem yodea lisho. Ve'im lo yimatzei mishum adam lishol ayachmir tizeh baki afilo amaretz tzveik adaraisa l'chumra. Right, Rabbeinu Tam says, again, he doesn't have to know everything perfectly. He just has to be able to recognize a problem, and he has to have enough yiras shamayim and enough knowledge to know that tzveika daraisa is l'chumra. Right, so he's not going to let any tzveikos loose on Klal Yisrael. He has to know that. Yes, no, the dvarim that elusha regilim love aliyado. I mean, the regular routine problems. In this topic, yodei elisho, and if he can't find somebody to ask, right, he'll know to be machmir.
Right? The Zebaki, Afilo Amaretz, the Sveika, the Raisa Lachot. Amari, Shatarach Leda, he thinks you have to know more. Hani de Mesapkil on the Kaman, Ishihios, Mitstarfos, Viomdos, Viteku, right? Vigambu Rugilos, Lavo Liad Shochet, Akoch Tzarach Lizar, Bazet. Vinir de Tzarach Leda, Bedika Sasakin, Abisra Viatufra, Shalishkot Basakin Paguma. Remember, we discussed that, we talked about Mirvach Rabach, the Beis Hashlita. So again, it's just fascinating. There's a whole machlokas of Rishonim here. You know, what does the tabach really have to be on top of? Then you have the Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, the Yireim, who scales it down significantly. Rabbi Lazar Mimitz Pireish Im Yodeh Pshutan Shal Halachas Shchita Af Bish En Yodeh Dikdukei Shchita Kshera Daha Chachamim Nami Mesapkelu Bekam Milsa Bishchita Hukach Ein Tzarech Leida Kol Dikdukim. Ach, sheyeda lase slave, b'shinu shchita v'lisha lo sveiko. These are like very reasonable shitas, but there is an interesting range here, and it's you know, maybe symptomatic of other areas of halacha too. When we speak about your, you know, being an expert or being a responsible person overseeing a certain process, knowing you have to know the minimum to know how to ask, to know who to ask, to know when to be machmir, or do you have to really know more than that? Do you really have to know the pratim? The Meiri, for example, really dismisses knowledge of Shihios, Mitstarfos, and other such things as some radical Shihios. Yeah?
It's possible to bring Mariah from Gemara for the, I guess, the minimalist's opinion. From the fact that it says, come on, come on, came into the Lord, come on, Shihios, Dari, it's below Yoda. Gemara's not saying that you have to know something, you know, something very intricate, you know, something off the Star Wars, something like that.
Right.
Simply the basic idea of Daris and Shia, you know, maybe we'll do it and that'll be it.
Right. No, the simple reading of the Gemara, you're absolutely right. It's A, it's Bedikas Rov Simanim, and it is, you know, just like a general knowledge enough to know. But there are some Rishonim who felt that that it referred to more. On the issue of what you need to be careful about, so here you also have the Rush. Basically, the Ramban already quotes in the name of the Bahag that it's not just Rov Simanim, Shchitas Rov Simanim, but it's all these other niceties too. One second. Yeah, in the Siman Yadal, if you look at the Rush, so he quotes it here. And then the Ran quotes, all the Rishonim quote it. That, Am Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Tabach Tzarech Sheyivdak B'Simanim Lachar Shchita Im Nishchad Ruban, Avel Ein Tzarech Livdok Im Nekru HaSimanim Im Mekom Ono Nokvu. The Samchina Baha Ruba Kamo Shar Shemona Asrei Trefos. Im B'Shah Shchita Ra Simanim Shchut Im Lefanav Shuv Ein Tzarech Livdok. That's the view of the majority of the Rishonim. But the Rishonim, like the Bahag, who said no, that you also have to be bodek that there wasn't Akiras or Hashmatas HaSimanim. And some say you have to also be bodek about hagrama. Again, how much how much do you have to know? That's one issue. B, how much do you have to really check? In the Shulchan Aruch, I think they take these two. I think this basically emerge as well. Simim Chavches. It's also a huge issue with regard to Bedika Sareya, which we'll pursue more fully. Is Bedika Sareya different than everything else for Sirchas? Is that a special Bedika that you require, or is that included in the regular din of Trefos, of which you're not necessarily shoking? So again, if you look at Shulchan Aruch here, sorry, that's Simen Chavches, maybe Simen Chavches.
Normally we say it's different because it's a mere
Chamach. Yeah, that's a summer show. We'll explain why. Not everybody agrees that that's the reason, but that's the way the Rishonim
say.
Right, right. The Rishonim Alatars that speak about in terms of being Matsui, the Sircha, in other words, in the Reya being more Matsui, but it's possible that it's just a different status anyway. Again, look here. I think it's Simon. That was the end of Simon Chavches. Oh, I'll look up the exact makar. The Shach says that you should be machmir as much as possible.
I mean, you should check as many things as you can, but you don't really have to. In terms of the sircha, I think that's actually later on. That's also, I think, a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rama. Ein tzorach livdok achar shum treifa min astam chutz min areya. Tzorach livdok bebehem achaya em yesh ba sircha. L'chol ha-poretz geder lecho b'lo b'dika yishkenu nachash. V'nogu gam keim l'nfoach kol areya fil lespa reyesa. So there's a discussion between the Rama and the Mechaber regarding, especially if you lose the Reya, like if you don't have it afterwards, you know, so can you proceed without the Bedika or not? So these are big issues that come up from this Gemara and from other Gemaras. Halach and Lamaisa, they're important, and also conceptually they're important. Again, how much is motzi bidei nevel? Okay, let's get back to ikur for a moment now. So, go ahead. Ikur. So, what does Rashi say ikur is? Trefa, but yeah, what does it really mean?
I think he says it's the best of your guard.
Yeah, so what is that?
The trachea
and the... Oh, he's good. I guess so. Sounds right. And well, so what happens to the pisuk? What happens to them? They're torn. Right. If it's torn, but not shechted.
No.
Yeah. So that's what Rashi says, correct? So the problem with that is, there's an important issue. I mean, there's a very technical discussion in the Rishonim here. Again, I don't want to, overburden you with the, with the details, and it's hard to visualize some of this. But there are some important conceptual issues that are brought up along the way, which I just want to, have a few minutes, let's zero in on that. So Rashi says that it's talking about pisuka gargeris, and that means basically that you ripped the simon without shechting it. Okay. Go ahead, and Tosis, just let me go through the Tosis quickly.
Tosis brings down the Bahad, who says that...
First of all, Tosis doesn't like...
Well, Tosis doesn't like Rashi.
Why? But go ahead, read it quickly. Pirish
Mekuntris
Ikor. Oh, so this is very important, of course. When we have these dinim, they're dinim of shchita. The question is, how does that relate to two other, I guess, categories? One is where there's no ma'isa shchita at all. I mean, al-pidin, this is just not considered an act of shchita. So there's a difference between a shchita, basically what some of the Rishonim were bothered by here is the difference between lack of shchita and shchita psula. It sounds like these hey dinim are dinim of shkita psula, or shkita which becomes or creates nevela. But that's different than not being shkita at all. So that's the first question that Tosis is asking, right? Ein zashayach lehukla shkita, dezeh psul mipnei shalo shachto velo dami l'shari hukla shkita. Har shari hukla shkita is not a lack of maisa shkita, it's a shkita psula. Okay, so that's a very important distinction. Go ahead. Yishlomar. So the Havamina was what? That he did it with his hand.
Right.
So if he did it with his hand, or he just ripped the simon, so that's not considered shchita psula. That's just not shchita. But if you do it in the effort to do a shchita with a sock and paguma, that's also kiddush. That's considered al pidin. That's considered shchita psula. It's not considered lack of shchita. Okay. That's considered chonkin. Chonkin is shchita psula. It's not lack of shchita. That's important. Go ahead. Kintam
b'pirkin. Yeah,
so what's that?
Where you cut the simon and then you go like in a diagonal direction outside there.
You, do you cut it or shenekara simon? I don't think you cut it, right?
Right.
Somehow the simon got torn from its play or got this... disengaged, from what?
Dislocated.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, dislocated from its normal, pathway. Pathway?
Sure.
Thanks. Okay, dislocated from its, normal pathway. Go ahead. And then the question is, now this is very important. Go ahead.
The tema.
What's the havamina? Right.
Right?
Meaning the siman is, all we're saying is that the siman is not where it should be. It's been dislocated. So what does that have to do? Well, why is that a psula nukla shechita? Okay, so what's the answer?
V'afilu shachtu b'sakin kepukle b'tam lagrom. So even if you want to say it, it's a matter of...
Or shamtu, I think, is the proper girsa, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Then it's lagrom.
Yeshlomar.
Yeshlomar, the Ari Kishin Yishame, Hasiman, the Avakap Shachtu, who Taninu Tikka.
So basically the point is this, you do an act of shechita here, but you do an act of shechita after the simanim are no longer in their proper location. So now the question is, what is the nature of that halacha? This is really interesting already. Meaning, what is that? Is that trefa? Is that... Right? You know, it's the maisa shechita and the integrity of the simanim, it sounds like, is fine. I mean, the simanim are intact, right? And it sounds like you're cutting them properly, but they're not located in, you know, where they should be. So the question is that dislocation? How do we perceive the chisaron of that dislocation? Go ahead. The kulot ninu. Oh, so the havamina was that if you have a dislocated simanim, then it's a trefa. Once it's a trefa, so then you have another problem. In other words, again, this is an interesting thing. These are the poles. On the one hand, if you don't do an act of shechita, let's say you just rip the simanim with your hands, that's not a shechita psula. On the other hand, if it's trefa, so that's not shechita psula either. That's just called trefa. I mean, it's already the state of trefa, so it's obviously not going to produce heter achila. So this is very important. Tosis is walking the fine line between saying this has to be a psul shechita, as opposed to simply a lack of shechita, but it can't be a trefa either. Okay, go ahead. Yishlomar. Oh. Beveshet? Right. Meaning, Vafilu of.
Vafilu of Shehitshu Siman Ephod, Indish Meta Ephod, and Shehitmo Alat Bashane.
Yeah, now what do you think about this? This is getting exciting.
What do I think about this?
What?
What do I think about this?
Yeah. About this question. I mean, so what does Tulsa say? Tulsa is basically telling us that according to the Bahag, we have a new category here. This is very exciting. Right? Meaning it isn't Trefa. But the dislocated simanim, if you do shechita on dislocated simanim, it's a chisaron in the ma'isa shechita. That's not called trefa. So then Tosis is asking an implicit question, which is, very good and fine, maybe not so good and fine, but maybe at least acceptable with regard to behema, where you need shechitas shnei simanim. But when it comes to oaf, where you require siman echad only, why do we care? Let's say you did one siman is located properly, in pristine condition, anatomically, you know, perfect in every way. Did I say that correctly? Okay. And, you know, the other one is, you know, we don't know how it got there, but it's not where it should be. Okay, fine. So you do the siman, which is bimakomo, the pristine one. That's all you need in shechitas oaf. So why should the fact that there's a simon, which is eino roi l'shchita out there, why should that be makev if you don't need base simonim? That's Tosis' question. What's Tosis' answer? Afilo o shehuchshu b'simon echad im nishma ta'echad ein shchita mo'elos b'sheini. It's so. Kachazeh. So this is a discussion also between the Rajba and the Ra'ah. Okay, in Tarsa Bayis, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the Bayis Sheni. Wow. Okay. So basically, again, the Rajba likes the position of mostly likes the position of Bali Tosis. Also, the Rajba here in the Kiddushim. But this additional line is this is very very important. So he quotes Ikur. He says Eina Mechuvar. Quotes Rashi, doesn't like it. Anochem b'enei kamosha pirusha v'hag. Afagav d'lav trefa hu lo tahani shchitasa. That's the Rajva, both in the Chidushim and in the Torah Sabayis. So the Ra'ah says, v'zu svara zara,
The Shibeach Ani Lemistalek Minasvaros Arachokos. Huzed Dava Rachok Miod. Says generally, I'm very complimentary to people who stay away from crazy svaras, right? Of course, the Mishmer Sabayis picked up on that. You know, he said, "Ha ha, he's finally agreeing with me." Anyways, but okay, you think I'm making that up, but I'm not. Anyways, Heich Efshar Shehei BeBehema. He has two questions. Heich Efshar Shehei BeBehema. Hefsed She'ena Mitarefes Bo. And that's very fascinating. Just the phenomenon. Now, who asked that question earlier? This isn't the Ra'az original question.
Ramban.
Ramban. Excellent. That's the line of the Ramban. So what, again, you just have to pick out these lines. Forget about the, you know, anatomical part of all of this, which would be nice to understand too, but, you know, we want to go the Rav Baruch Ber route. So, Ein zeh nachon b'einai, quoting the Bahag and Bali Tosas, shelo matzinu psul b'shchita she'ein kiyotze bo shelo b'shas shchita treifa. That's just an important yesod. Got to pick out that line. Again, one more time. Ein zeh nachon b'einai, shelo matzinu psul b'shchita she'ein kiyotze bo shelo b'shas shchita treifa. That's a big, big statement of the Ramban. That's a huge machlokes rishonim in there. Meaning, is there such a thing called a psul Shchita, which is not independently, when present, shelo b'shas shchita, a treifa. Ramban is saying, no, there's no such thing. The phenomenon that Tosus and the Rajba are embracing, and they're embracing it for their own reasons, because they think if it's really treifa, it's not midin hilchos shchita anymore. And if it's, you know, lack of maisa shchita, so then it's just not a psul shchita either. So you can see everybody is, you know, dancing on this very, very thin, very, very thin adin line here. So they're saying, yeah, that's what the chiddush of the Bahag is. There's something called a psul shchita, right, which is not a treifa. Okay. So the Ramban's saying, no, that phenomenon doesn't exist. And listen to his, it's a reductio ad absurdum, so it's not such a strong argument, but it's fascinating that he would, she'im kein nifsol shaha b'miut kama dekana. Udvarim rechokim eim harbe she'ra ve'ein la shchita. He's saying, I mean, the truth is, just because there is such a phenomenon of something which is a psul shchita, which isn't independently a treifa outside of the context of shchita, doesn't mean that everything will be pasul l'shchita in that context. So it's a strange question, but it just shows how serious he is. Okay, it's almost like a non-serious question that accentuates how serious he is about the argument, which is what kind of reductio ad absurdums are. Absurda. Shim ke nifsal shuvim miyut kama, the kana. That's his question. So the ra'ah here is in the ruach of the Ramban, which, that's his first question. Heich efshar shehei b'behema hefsed she'ena mitarefes bo. I mean, there's no, like the Ramban, he's saying there's no such phenomenon. V'lo tehei roi l'shchita. I don't understand. If it's not treifa, then it should be roi l'shchita. Then he says, v'yoser hafle v'fela. Okay, strong language. Sh'harei of dailo b'siman echad. That's whose question? It's also not an original question. That tells us his question. V'shaninu, v'shmetas ha-gargeres, shachad asa veshet, shitasa psula. V'lefi svarazu, hari enkan ba'ov zeh trefos. V'simen ha-sheni sholem, afa b'kein, ata omer shalo toyelo. This is right in the beginning of Shar Beis. Again, bayis sheni, shah rishon. Bayis sheni, shah rishon. Shchita b'simen ha-sholem. Afa pi shedayu b'simen echa. Ve'elo dvarim en adas sov lason. Gamza mechaber hik shekein liatzmo. V'tireitz t'afa gavdech shero sholof b'simen echad. Be'inan shiyu simanim ru'uyim l'shchita ad kan. And the Rajba relates to this problem, right, and says that, like Tosis basically, which is, you're right, you only need siman echad, but that's only as long as both simanim are ru'uyim. V'lo hoyo lanu klum b'teiruts, Ela shariba b'teima. This is the ra. Ma inin asiman ha'echa lechaveiro. Achar she'en v'echa mehem hefsed kele litrov bo. Bishlam, if there was a trefa, that would be one thing. But if there's no trefa, which is across the animal, it's only a question of shchita b'simanim, and you'd only need siman echad, so then mimanushak, if you have one siman that works. Hasiman hasheni shalem, lama lo to lo shchita, zeh davar shi efshar l'secha l'kabel. Old kashan, they ask other kashas. Okay. So the Mishmeres Habayis here gives the answer that Elisha Risi Lahosif, Otam Beisr Ikur, after taking a few shots at the Ra, says, Risi Lahosif Otam Beisr Ikur, Echad Misimani Ha'o, Shelechat Chila Kol She'ef Shatzarek Shnai. That the din of Oath is only Bidi Abed. L'chatchila, there's a requirement of Shnei Simanim. So, since there's a L'chatchila of Shnei Simanim, therefore, you can justify this phenomena. So what is this? Kalaroi labila ein bila ma'keves? It goes back to something we discussed earlier in the year, namely, is there a L'chatchila in the context of mitzvahs shchita?
So this is the Kesef Mishnah, right? Who also voted this answer.
That's true. And then we'll see in a second, even more so. In the end of the piece, a little bit later on, in the end of Shar Rishon, the Rajba comes back to this issue, and here he gives a different answer, which is also related to the very beginning of Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam, and the Nosa Kalim there. Vim Tomar, same question. Kishanekar simen echad ba'o pishachat as hasheni afi hei kasher, afu hei kasher, Ishlamar avagav deach shero shel oath b'simen echad binan shiu shnei asimanim ru'uyin l'shchita afilu ravada baraba damar ein shchita sa'of ela b'miyuchad she b'simanim mikamakom kiven de be'alma bar achshurei ba'ofu haina ba'ola sa'of de ba'i shnayim ba'i shihei shneim ru'uyin l'shchita d'hachi agmer rachmana l'moshe. Ah, so basically, we have two answers. In Mishmeres Habayis, he's saying the lechatchila is ma'akev, and in later on in Torah Habayis, he's saying because in Ola Sa'of there's a requirement of shnei simanim.
Might be because of mitzvah of Dola.
Could be. Obviously, he doesn't think so.
Right.
So what we see from here, and but either way, it's a chiddush. In addition to that, what's the added chiddush of what, which relates to what we spoke to again at the beginning of the year, Ariel?
Well, why should the requirement? But why should
Why should the requirement of Ola Sa'of and Kachim be koveya for a regular behema, regular oaf in Shchitas Chulin? Right, that's pretty wild. So that's what we spoke of again in the beginning of the year when we talked about the, you know, again the broad issue, and of course in the context of the Rambam, right? The Rambam had that line that everything is the same, right? Right in the beginning, Perek Aleph of Shchita, v'hilchas Shchita b'kula nachasi, l'fika chashoche behema kaya of v'varich tchila, etc. So that's what the Nosa Kalim asked. What do you mean? It's not true, right? There's a difference between how many simanim you need. So gam of tzorich l'chatchila shnei simanim. That was the answer of the Kesef Mishnah. Right. The other answer is because Shchitas Oaf requires Shnei Simanim. So we revisited, essentially, both of these elements in the context of Ikur. Okay, getting back to Tosis for a minute. Let's just finish off the Tosis for now. So in any case, we have, just to sum up for the moment, again, we have Rashi. The problem with Rashi is the problem of, excuse me, is it considered a Maisa Shchita at all? Is Chanika considered a Maisa Shchita at all? At least the, you know, the Magol or the Sakin, a Pogum, is better than saying it's Biyad. That certainly would seem to be not a Maisa Shchita. That's one issue Tosis deals with. The second point is, well, but if it's Trefa, then it's Trefa. Right? That's also not Midine Shchita. So Tosis answered in the name of the Bahag
is that this is something in between. This is a different status, namely, there's a special halacha where the simanim are mufkaim, may hechsher shchita, even though there isn't treifa. And the Ramban argues with that very idea that there could be such a thing, which shelo b'shas shchita isn't treifa, would be a problem in shchita. It's a very important yisod. And the Ra'ah also in Bedek Abayis rejects that idea. That's number one. Again, the Ramban has a reductio ad absurdum of it with respect to the problem of shihiya b'niyut kama. I mean, how far are you going to push this? Something which isn't a treifa, but maybe would be posel as an act of shchita. We have to require, obviously, some sort of hagdara. And secondly, the question that highlights it is the question that already Bali tells us we're bothered by, which is, what about shnei simanim ba'of? The Ra'ah thinks that that's a, you know, that question destroys this shita. He thinks that there is no answer. In the Mishmeres Habayis, he gives the answer of l'chatchila, which is very important. And in Taurus Habayis, he gives the answer of Shechita Sa'of, which is even more important, even more ambitious. Now this general argument between the Ramban and the Ra'ah on the one hand, and the Bahad, Bali Tosis, Sarajba on the other, is this connected to the question of Treifa being a lack of Heter Shechita or not? I think that's an intriguing question to raise. In other words, if we look at treifa as something which is totally independent of shchita, so then why can't you have three categories, right? There's a psul shchita, and then there's dvarim she'inam nitanim leheter shchita, and then there's something called treifa, but they have nothing to do with each other. They're three different ideas. On the other hand, if you believe that treifa itself is a function of lack of heter shchita, and it isn't an independent iser, which is what we explain, that's how Rav Chaim understood the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Sher Avos HaTumah Perek Beis Halacha Yud, right, when he explained shchitas akum, and the raya from treifa, that you could have something which is not metame tumas nevela, but is considered nevela linya nisar achila, the raya from treifa. As we explained, that raya only makes sense if you assume that treifa itself is a lack of heter shchita. So if you take that view, so maybe the perspective, which is that, well, that's kind of what treifa, yeah, how can you have something which is mufka mi shchita, but isn't a treifa? There's no such thing. If that's how you view treifa, maybe there really isn't such a thing. Suggestion. So maybe the Ra'ah and the Ramban are coming to this whole issue with that perspective of treifa. They just don't understand how you have this additional category of something in which shkita doesn't work, which is not treifa. It's treifa per se, in terms of macholas asuros, isn't asur. It's only because of that to begin with. That's the overlap. Okay, let's continue with the Tosis. Go ahead, Yuna. Where are we up to, by the way? Okay. Avim Tomar, go ahead. Lama Eina Mona Bihilcha Shchita Bihilcha Shchita Pasak HaGargeres Pasakin Paguma Kamosha Mona Lepirshak. I mean, now he's asking, how come the Baha'i doesn't like Rashi? Mishlomar. Okay, so again, this is just going back, again, in the lumbus of it, he's saying, we answered Rashi, the question against Rashi, which is, this isn't a lack of shchita, this is a lack of, I'm sorry, this isn't a psul shchita, this is a lack of maisa shchita. So we said, oh, sakin paguma, it's chone. But as we read it when we, you know, as we said when we read it, one could have said, well, chone is also, you know, not shchita psula, but a lack of shchita. So that's what the Bahag would say. I don't like even this view of Rashi that it's besak and paguma. That's just the mechanism, but it's basically, there's no difference between sak and paguma and ripping out the simanim with your bare hands, right? In both cases, it's really a lack of shchita. And I'm looking for a psul, maisa shchita, I mean a shchita that is a shchita, but that doesn't work, a shchita b'li hakshir, rather than a flaw in the actual maisa, which is mafkiyat mishchita. That's a fine line. And Rashi will say, no, chanika is a psul shchita. It's a shchita psula. It's not a lack of shchita. Okay, go ahead. Important love this. He thinks that that would really be treifa. Bein tzarech lahazkiro. What's he saying?
He's saying that Ikor is different than all other trefos.
Yeah, he's saying, right, exactly. Or other not trefos, but other psulei shchita. That's, you can't deny that for the Bahag, that Ikor is operating in a different way than Chalada and Durasa, etc. I mean, this is really the simanim that are mufkaim mehechsher shchita. El Shoshokei, Simon Shenekar.
Yeah.
He asked the question from the Kisui Adam
tomorrow.
Yeah. Correct. Masha Kasha Mila Kaman. Kaman. We have that to look forward to. Okay. Yeah, we're not going to pursue it more. I mean, it's we're skating on thin ice, you know, with our again Birchas Shmuel orientation as it is. So. Okay. Good. So that's Bali Tov, but that's, I think, highlights the issue and the problem. There's a very important argument here, I say, between the Ramban, the Ra'av, the Rajba, Tosis, with regard to some of these issues. What about the Ramban himself? What does he what does he end up saying?
The Ramban himself ends up saying it's an issue of Balbils.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't really know how to translate it. I guess it means where they move in some way.
Well, I think they're like limp or...
Right.
Okay. Meaning they're not detached.
Right.
Or dislocated, but they're like... dangling. Who said dangling? Yeah, very good. Okay. Dangling, excellent. Like a dangling parts pool? No. Even more dangling. Same idea. Okay, so limp or dangling simanim, nidalgalu, correct. So what does it help the Ramban? Because Ramban is trying to walk this really tight rope, right? Again, as he just explained, lo matzino psul b'shchita shen kiyotzebo shelo b'shas shchitas treifa, right? So what is it? Simanim shenidalgalu barov is trefa. The shenekru kulan is nevela. Okay, the number one, the Ramban says we are working with trefa, but we're not working with trefa alone, we're working with the line between trefa and nevela. That's ikor. She'en shchita metah rasa. Lepikach manu ikor bichlalan. V'lamanu nekuvas aveshet upsukas agageres shezeh ikor rubo ira b'shas shchita. Well, what's he saying with this? What's he trying to say?
He's trying to say don't be the Gemara that talks about mom and bet.
Yeah.
Talks about pisku hagar gar and all that, because that's a different kind of ikor than the one we're dealing with.
Right. And what's important about this?
What's important about
this ikor takes place
during the shchita.
That's, again, he's interested to show, he also, on the one hand, he doesn't want to abide something which isn't trefa, yet which is mufka mishchita. On the other hand, he is sensitive to the fact if it's really trefa, so then what's the point? Why is this an element of hilchos shchita per se? The answer is you want to build up the act itself during the process of shchita itself as having some kind of more profound impact than it would have if it had happened separately. And that goes back to what he said earlier: shalom matzino psul b'shchita she'en kiyotzebo shelo b'shas shchita trefa. I mean, on the one hand, there has to be a link between the trefa and the kisaron shchita. If they were completely disconnected, he just doesn't think there is such a middle category. And I say, maybe that has to do with his view of trefa. Not necessarily, but maybe. Once that's true, so then you can understand very well that the emphasis is still going to be on what takes place during the shchita itself, as something which is consequential to the psul here. And that's why he has this idea, this middle idea, but he's not so happy with that, so he even refines it further. Gamzein enochon. Shein hilchos shchita el psule shchita. Again, my point here is to emphasize the categories. On the lambda side of it, in other words. He's saying, yeah, but these could be hilchos shchita. I mean, they do. It's a way of enhancing dine trefa into dine nevela, b'shasa shchita, but it ends up still being a din in psul shchita, namely, it's just a way of enhancing the trefa. It isn't really a hilchos shchita psula. This is psule shchita, not hilchos shchita. V'zu afilu shelo b'shas shchita nami kach dino. Meaning he understands that, you know, that if it really is as he himself insists that it be, a parallel to trefa shelo b'shas shchita, so then what makes this hilchos shchita? V'su d'kasha hadar minin ein ikur samanim, the big question they all have, ba'of, Barmina la arm ranala bil malika, possibility being machalik between malika and shchita, which incidentally, with respect to shitas Rashi, so the Rajba, our chidusha Rajba, and the Rajba and Taras Habayis go into at length, right? You know, hechan matzinu that there's a trefa or a nevela which is kosher lemizbeach through malika, right? Lo yitachein almost all the rishonim peachad say lo yitachein. Davar kazeh. Now the Gemara says ain ikur simanim ba'ov, but if it really means a case of trefa or actual nevela, then that's going to be really difficult to justify. Whereas if you say that it's like the bahag, something which is, you know, lacking in heter shchita but not necessarily a trefa, so then you can say okay, but there's a heter malika. But that itself is important. Okay. V'chiyef shalomar she nevela muteris b'malika. V'chi nevela se trefa. So the Ramban is also saying. Right? Nearly, this is the final answer. Sheikur simanim hu simanim shenizdal v'lu kulan aruban bedavar sh'os osa treifa. Right? Ikur simanim are the simanim shenizdal v'lu, dangling. Right? Kulan aruban. Right? Bedavar sh'osa osa treifa. But it isn't treifa yet. This is fascinating. In other words, since this has the potential, if it was nevela, it's just a question of making it, you know, if it was very funny, it was a question of making nevela, that wouldn't be enough for the Ramban. That would still be mi psule shchita, not mi hilchos shchita. What he's saying is, since it's nidaldalu, but the simanim are still there, so it's nidaldalu kulan aruban bedavar sh'osa osa trefa. In other words, if it's nekar, it's going to be trefa. And even though it's not nekar, but it's already nizdaldal bedavar sh'osa osa trefa. So that's a chalos in the... And therefore, the shchita now is a shchita which is osa unavela. Halacha l'moshem yisina yishim ira kein lo. I mean, if he encounters b'shas shchita... Dildul simanim she'osa osa trefa, right? Then mishehitcha b'simanim, it becomes nevela. The efshar shatam lefishi efshar l'shmuta ba'osa shah she'tishachet behechsher machmas ha'ikur misnadin ha'simanim. Then he ruins it a little bit, you know. Say, you know, maybe it's for practical reasons because, you know, once you start doing the shechita, we know for sure, you know, that it's going to be matrifit. Right, the afilu l'mishnas Rav Yeshaviv, domer the kovetz aveshet upsukas agageres nevei lahava, shlo makom shchita lahava la treifa, the isa davar acher garam la, elishav shas shchita nevei la mehalacha kamosha pirashti. So it's a little bit tricky. You know, he's not sure whether it's practical. No, let's assume that it's not practical. That's only a possibility. Basically, what he's saying is davar she'omed, right la treifa. There's a special halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that b'shas shchita, the shchita is oseo nevela. So that is having your cake and really eating it too. Meaning it's a davar shel, you know, which is connected to trefa, but it's something in which it isn't a psul shchita, it isn't just trefa b'shas shchita, it's shchita oseo nevela b'davar she omein le trefa. Everybody clear on this? And then he adds, if that's true, so that already, that chiddush, that b'shas shchita, the ma'isa shchita, b'davar ha'omed l'treifa, is going to be posel, that chiddush could be limited to behema, it doesn't have to apply to oaf. It's a chiddush after all, right? The Tani, Ramin Bar Yecheskel, Shadavar Zeh, Eino B'Ov Klal, the Eino Lone Vela V'Lo Trefa. How the Tani Levi called Trefa, Shemonu Chachamim Behema Kenegna B'Ov, Leislei, Inami, Hochashu, Mehilchos, Shchita V'Lo Mehilchos Trefos. Meaning it's true that it becomes that way, but it only becomes that way because of the din of Hilchos Shchita. So that doesn't apply to an Oaf. What we mean when we say about the parallel between Ophos and Behema in terms of Trefos is that objectively, something that is trefa. Okay. So just to point out that the Ramban has a very remarkable middle sheet here. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue.